Welcome back to another edition of Stars Radio, your short track auto racing source, a production of the Zeus Radio Network for Racers Reunion Radio. Well, folks, we didn't have a Stars Radio last week. I was just a little bit under the weather, and I apologize, folks. I had every anticipation of doing the show last week, but it kind of hit me about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and I was dead to the world. I want to thank our guest tonight for rescheduling with us. We had Anthony Anders scheduled to come on here with us, but we want to welcome him here to Stars Radio tonight. Welcome back to Stars, there, Anthony.
Well, thank you, sir. Thank you. I'm so glad you're a little better this week than you was last week. I'm telling you, having those colds are just tough thing to handle these days, I'm telling you. But good thing you're back on the air here. But
well, Anthony, last week we were going to bring you on, and we was going to talk a little bit about what you had planned for this past weekend. So now we're just going to have to do a recap of how your weekend went up there at Greenville Pickens Speedway. You had some fantastic racing. I followed it all day Saturday on social media. Tell us a little bit about what all went on up there.
Yeah, you know, Friday was open practice. I was really amazed by how many people rolled in the gate. It was, you know, for the little junior elite class we put together, and then we had the supers in there, and then, you know, Southeast Limited Late Models and Charger division, and you know, it was a good day, really, really Friday. But Saturday, when it rolled around, we had a little overcast, and just to start day out, you know, we got qualifying just completed when the first raindrop started, and once it started, it just kind of stayed a little hazy mist all for good about all 3 hours there, and it delayed us for 3.5 hours. But once the green flag was dropped, man, we had some great racing on that new asphalt. It was, I mean, unbelievable qualifying times we had. We had them in the 1850s. I mean, Chad McCombe, I mean, he put a blistering time down, 1852, 1857, I think is what it was. But to hold it all over, you know, Kyle Plott, I mean, he just really showed him the way for the night. And son, he was just, I mean, he was just on top of his game. But you can practice a little bit. But go, guy, all week long, actually, they struggled. And they had issues all week long, blow the motor in practice, had to go borrow a motor for someone to come back. And, I mean, he just had the monkey on his back. And for that super late model race, and I had Jones right there behind him, and Brandon Jones ran him really, really hard there. But it was pretty exciting. And until toward the end there, it seemed like Kyle just had a little bit of car and he pulled away from him. But it was a $10,000 night for him, and we had 12 cars to start the field, and we did have 16 actually there, and we had some other issues with a couple other cars, and ended up, you know, finishing it out that way. But it was some great racing for the Supers.
Well, everything that I've read and saw what people put on social media, that's exactly what happened. It was just some great racing. And, you know, I love super late model racing. I think it's some of the best racing around myself. You got a couple different touring series now with the super late models. But this was a standalone event that you guys put on up there at Greenville Pickens. Now, Kyle, I believe he's a regular. He runs quite regularly there at Greenville Pickens Speedway.
Well, he never run regular. He hit and missed a few races back when I was actually racing, you know. His brother ran a couple races there last year, and he actually he won our championship night. Actually, I ran that race myself and got right behind him, and he was pretty tough to even try to pass. That was his brother, but I don't know. You got Joey Bishop that's been around Greenville for a long time, and you know he knows his way around Greenville as far as setups and things of that nature. And his daddy ran supers back in the day, and you know, combination of Kyle and them together right over there at their shop has really become a pretty good combination there. But you know, Kyle's hitting that hit and miss, but never run a week-to-week vision with us, you know. But he's going to be pretty tough. You know, he didn't do bad at the Snowball and just got caught up in a bad deal down there and, you know, wrecked his car out and totaled it out. And he was pretty strong down there just, you know, in the Snowball Derby. But overall, I mean, them boys well deserved. They struggled real hard. I mean, They had the monkey on their back, and man, if it didn't pay off for them, I'm happy for that crew and that team.
Well, you know, I seen somebody post up on social media about, you know, that you only had 12 cars there. But, you know, you look at the 12 cars that was there. You already talked about Kyle. You had Chandler Smith, Brandon Jones, Matt Craig, Jeff Fultz, Cassius Clark, Jared Urban, Tate Fogelman, Randy Gentry, Jimmy Doyle, Chad McCombie. You know, this is all guys that can win on any given Saturday night in a super late model car.
Yeah, we just didn't have somebody just rolling in there thinking they were just new to coming in super late model. These boys come in there, they were excited about the new asphalt and, you know, racing for $10,000. But, you know, something in the driver's meeting, I told them I put this race on. You know, I feel like that the super late model racing has been coming in and out of there for years. And I just want to try to do a little different in super late model, do something as a promoter. You know, a lot of people would call it a standalone race, like you just called it, but an outlaw race or whatever. But I have a real nice facility now, and I've been working on it really hard. I want to bring different racing in there, not just the weekly NASCAR Willing All-American Series every week. I'm the top guy. I want to venture with different racers. I mean, it's a racetrack, and we need to use the facility, just not for the weekly racing. I mean, the touring race for everybody, but you know, it's got so expensive. I mean, our tire bill was a lot less than what normally you would pay in a touring side, like the pass, the cars, anywhere else you go. I'm just trying to use it to a point where I can make racing a little bit less affordable and a place that you can come to and feel like you're going to be treated with really high respect. Not saying they don't treat people with respect, but I'm a home track. I'm not a touring track for it's going to be for the supers. And, you know, it's going to be an annual event for me, and I want something different. Well, you know, Snowball, nobody's going to be competitive to that, but in the same sense, I like to have something kind of in the mid-state that you don't have to run all the way to Florida or all the way up north. I'm kind of centralized in the middle of it, and I just feel like we can put something together here. We got some sponsors that kind of threw in some of the big cash deal there for the $10,000 to go, and they've already said they're on board for next year, and it might even happen. We might have one for this year at the end of this year. There's already some drumming talking about it already, and we're kind of excited about it. These guys, they come in here. I'm telling you, every one of these guys are really highly respectful to us, and you know, I'm just glad we gave them a good show. We did. We held a really good show for them, and everyone has come up and shook my hand and pretty much gave me a text, told me they appreciated the hospitality and officiating, and that means a lot to me.
Well, you know, Anthony, you got to start small. You know, the Snowball Derby didn't start out with 60 or 70 cars off the get-go. You know, it's been around a long time. And this is your first year trying it, and you know, I think you had some, you know, awesome quality cars there. Like I said, you know, any of them 12 guys, you know, had an opportunity, could have won that race. And I think you're headed in the right direction. I would love to see something like here in, you know, in the Mid-Atlantic here. You know, Greenville Pickens is a great location. It's centrally located, you know, up and down the coast. It's not far off the interstate. It ain't like you got to get off the interstate and drive 40 miles on back roads before you get there. So I think you got a good thing going. It's just going to take a few years maybe to get it, you know, pumped up and going, where next thing you know, you'll have 60 or 70 cars showing up for your event there, Anthony.
Yeah, and that, you know, I have not a doubt in my mind that's going to happen, and I feel very comfortable about it. I really, really do, and I appreciate everybody putting effort in and coming there, and especially we're up against Speed Week, too. You know, there were some cars down there that they called me. It was like, you know, wish the schedule was moved because we should be there. I mean, you know, I know five more that would have been there, but it's going to happen. We're going to make it all fit into the schedule next year for it's all going to happen, and it's going to be good for them, and I'm excited. Like I say, it might even happen again before the end of the year, but right now we're going to be focused on actually it's going to be, I'm hoping back to when we had this last year, around the first week of February. I'm going to put it on my schedule and go ahead and post it and get it going for next year. But it's going to be great. But dropping from there, going to our I'm probably jumping ahead of you a little bit, but you know, we started this little junior elite deal. Have you kind of fed up a little bit on that, or?
Oh, yes, sir. That's where I was getting ready to go next, was talk a little bit about this junior elite division, which is, I believe, it's for 11 to 15-year-olds, you know, driving these limited late model style cars. You know, Me and Jeff has talked about it here many, many times. You know, I can't even imagine being, you know, 11, 12, 13 years old and driving a limited late model. I mean, I was still riding a bicycle with cards and clothespins making motor sound, you know, at 12 years old. You know, I just can't imagine what these kids is able to do now, and that some of the talent that's going to come through this elite division, man, you're going to hear these names on down the line.
There's not a doubt in my mind. I'm telling you, I didn't have but four. We did have seven, but three of the cars felt like they just needed a little bit more time. This thing generated a short period of time, and I tell you, that Gabe Painter, I'm just telling you, he showed me that, you know, for 11 years old, I mean, my goodness, how much car control he had. And he actually started second, and he moved right up there and took the lead over from can't think of his name off the top of my head, but he made it look like, you know, just like a, you know, I was out there running. I mean, these four guys that were there this weekend, there was a little guy named Mr. Thornton. They're not being around me enough. I'm not on their names as well, but. They did a job that we started them single file because we was a little worried about the outside group, because the outside group's new too, and it's not come in. It's a little slick up there, so if you got pushed out to the side, you kind of went back a little bit. So we started them single file, and it went green, the caution green for 30 laps. But they, them first 5, 6, 7 laps, it was nose to tail, and they showed a lot of respect of each other, not running over their head, you know, turn each other around. I mean, it was pretty amazing. I can't wait to see 15 to 20 of them together and really see the talent come out of some of these guys. And it's coming today, just today alone. We have 4 phone calls from different families. We want to know where to go to the rule book, what was, you know, the motor combinations, the weight combinations, and things of that nature. It just kind of like, it was just the response we got today was just unbelievable. It's going. I'm going to tell you, before I believe our next race, we'll probably have 12 to 15 race cars.
Hey, Anthony, hang tight just a second. Let me try to get Jerry reconnected here. He just dropped off the Skype screen.
I got you.
Don't know what happened there. I'm reconnecting now. There he is. He's back. That was perfect timing.
Sorry about that.
I'm sorry, Jerry. We dropped out from each other. What was the last little bit you heard from me?
I heard you were talking about Gage Painter. That was the last thing I heard, and then my internet went out there for a second.
I got you. What I was just trying to say is that little guy, he really showed car control, how he performed and handled the car. And we lined him up single file because the outside groove was not, you know, it don't have enough rubber in it yet. And we didn't want to put them side by side just to go in there, you know, tear these little late model cars up. And I was amazed how much talent these guys had at a young age. I mean, it reminded me out there racing myself. I mean, these guys had car control. It was unbelievable. And, you know, before our next race, I assure you, we're going to have probably 10 to 15 racers. And when you put that many together here in a race, which is March the 18th, we got little ladies involved here too. I mean, it ain't all about guys. We got some lady chicks to be involved in this deal too. And we had 4 different people call today just to want to know how you know, we'll go to the rules and what we need to do, how we prepare. And I'm letting all these little young guys come get all the practice they need by themselves, and that's what it's going to take. But I've always said this, guys, since I've been racing really hard for the last 5, 6, 7 years and going different racetracks and seeing things from going from the Cup Series down to, you know, the weekly series, we have to get youth involved. And I think every time I've been involved in radio or anything, I've always kind of, you know, pressed that a little bit. And, you know, I'm going to do something to try to do my best to get youth involved. And that's kind of the mindset that we're going with here.
Well, you know, talk about this junior elite division. I've been doing a little bit of homework on some of these guys today, checking their backgrounds, and Gage and Jacob and Dallas Thornton, you know, they've got already a pretty decent racing resume under their belts already. So I definitely think you'll see these guys, you know, move on up the list there. And, you know, you also had the Southeast Limited Late Model Challengers there with Anthony Miller coming all the way with the checker flag there. Again, you know, 10 cars, but 10 good cars. You know, you had a youngster racing in that class, Brandon Lemke. You know, I follow a little bit of his racing background. You know, another great young racer.
Yeah, I mean, bringing all these, you know, just like I said, bringing all these young talents out here that don't get the opportunity to get to go to places like this because they don't offer it no other short track. But, you know, being able to put it together and being able to see it perform and these guys win this thing has just been, you know, it's just been humorous for my heart, you know. But go ahead there.
And you know, we can't leave out Ty Gibbs, you know, Joe Gibbs' grandson, Coy's son, you know. He come away with the pro win, you know. He outrun a guy that I know has got a lot of laps at Greenville Pickens, Mitchell Moat. You know, this young man, he's definitely going to be a talent. He's got all the right people behind him. We're going to have Ty on the show in a few weeks. As a matter of fact, I was working on that today to get him scheduled. You know, I look to see him moving right on up through the ranks. In just a few years, you'll see him running super late models or ARCA or a K&N car or something of that nature.
Yeah, there's no doubt in my mind that little Ty, he's got a lot of talent too. I mean, he sat there and he sat in second place. I watched him every lap there, and you know, Mitchell Mose, he ran a superb race, and it looked like there was about 9 laps to go. Mitchell looked like he looked like he got a little loose there, and Ty, he just went in and pressed the issue out there with him and got under him and passed him there with 9 laps to go. I mean, the race went pretty much caution free except the first lap, but he was really, you know, Ty was really, his spotter was really coaching him very well there. And wherever Mitchell Mose went, Tyler went in his tracks until it got down to where it meant the most, and it happened there. But yeah, there's not a doubt in my mind. There's no, you're going to be seeing some more of him in the K&N, and yeah, most definitely. I mean, he's got the right talent. He's got the right people, and he's going to be somewhere one day. But you're going to see a lot more of him for sure.
Well, Anthony, tell us a little bit about your remaining schedule for the rest of the year.
Well, you know, late models is, you know, I've been racing late models, you know, for the last, you know, 13, 14 years. And I actually, this year, I put 7 twin 50s in, which is 14 races. I do got some open to be announced races in case we need them for rainouts or things of that nature, but I got twin 50s that pay $2,000 to win per event, one set of tires. So you can come in there and win both races in the same night and win $4,000. Second place to do the same be $2,000. It pays $300 to start both races. So you can get $600 of your money back. You pretty much cover your tire bill when you're rolling the gate. And then I've got, I don't know where else you can go and race like that and, you know, pretty much cover your expense. Josh Berry coming in and won twin 50s last year, you know, he told me, man, it's unbelievable, you know, walk out racetrack with this kind of trophy and this kind of money. But you know something, it's just trying to help these racers out and trying to give back every dime possible you can. And I know you still have to make money and you cover your bills and things of that nature. When I started promoting Greenville Pickens, I wanted the racers here. I wanted the people that raced here. I mean, I remember this place coming through the years. It used to be the place to be, and Greenville was on the same scale at one time with Bowman Gray. And, you know, it's just lost all this, you know, support that it's had. But the people in the business owners locally to me has really helped us put these purses together and be able to put this weekly series together. But we've got the trucks. We're coming 8 times for the trucks this year. Then I got the limited late models. They're coming 13 times this year. I kind of mixed them up, you know, one top, you know, my feature event every week, somebody different. And then, you know, I got my support division. But I'm going to tell you what, one support division I got coming this year is my old super stocks. And you remember the Malibus back when cup racing used to be, you know, the big right. Malibus, the things of that nature. I think we got 25 registered and bought parking spots this year. It wow. went from 3 to 7 to 8 to 25 this year. Unbelievable. Wow. I can't wait for March the 4th. This is just, you know, but I love that one. But, you know, the schedule all year long is just to put this in perspective for these guys to not have to travel every weekend and come one time a month at Granville Pickens Speedway in late metal stock. They can come here 7 times and they can be crowned the national. They can be crowned the track champion and put their name on the wall with some of the best names in racing.
That's right. And I believe your next race coming up is going to be the 18th of March, and you're going to have the Southeast Limited Late Models back there again on the 18th.
Yeah, they come back on the 18th, and then, sure will be. The Junior Leagues will be back and all that. And then, I think April, I think we'll go to Dillon. I've got them going to 8 different racetracks this year. Then we'll go to Florence, Newport, I think Myrtle Beach.
Franklin County in July?
Yeah, Franklin County in July, Greenville, back to Hickory. And October 29th, Hickory. I think it's, I don't have it right written in front of me, but.
Well, I do have it in front of me. And you hit them all. I'm sitting here looking at the schedule right now, and you know, I think this division that Ed and Kelly Cox put together has really took off. You know, it had a little bit of downfall there for a little bit of time, but it's really started to pick back up, and you know, we're getting to see some good quality racing again out in the Southeast Limited Late Models. And you know, I've been around the Southeast Limited Late Model since their inception. I was at the very first race that they ever ran down at Florence Motor Speedway. Had an opportunity to announce for a little bit for Ed and Kelly, and then had some health issues and kind of went to the wayside. But these guys, you know, they've done a great job getting this this division established, and now y'all brought on the Junior Elite. So, man, it's going to be fantastic in 2017. I can't wait to get back to a racetrack.
Well, you got our schedule there, so come on down. Especially March 18th, come down and hang out with us and cover it with us and have a good time.
Well, I won't be able to make the March 18th a race for sure. I'm having back surgery on March the 6th, so I'm pretty sure that my wife ain't going to let me go to a racetrack. Even if I was able to go.
I've got some new social media guy named you might have saw a little clip we put on Friday of Greenville, little coverage of everything and everybody. This race we just put on, we should be maybe putting it out on Facebook tomorrow, but I think people's going to see a different look in what we're bringing to racing after tomorrow. Just check our Greenville Pickens Facebook page out and see what you're fixing to see. You're going to get to see some really good highlights of this entire weekend with all divisions.
Victory. Awesome.
Even Victory Lane as far as their speech, their speech and everything else. I think y'all going to be pretty excited to see this fixing to come.
Awesome. Well, Anthony, I want to thank you for taking some time to join us here tonight. We'll love to have you back here during the season. Talk a little bit more about how it's going. And I'll definitely run across you somewhere at one of these Southeast Limited Late Model races, or just get up there for a regular Saturday night race at Greenville Pickens. I'm just down here in Columbia, so I am just a couple hours away from you. Man, if you got anything you want to promote or put out, give me a call, let me know, and we'll bring you back on here and talk about it.
Absolutely. I appreciate y'all's time. Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. Remember, folks, if you want to keep up with what's going on with the Greenville Pickens Speedway, go to greenvillepickens.com, and you can catch up with everything that's going on at the Greenville Pickens Speedway here in 2017. All right, folks, it's time for me to get out of here. Patrick Reynolds and Motor Week Live is coming up here at 7:30. Appreciate everybody tuning in and listening to the show tonight. Our military unit of the week is the 1st Maintenance Battalion out of Honolulu, Hawaii, of the United States Marine Corps. You guys are our military unit of the week. We'll see everybody back here next Monday night for another edition of Stars Radio, your short track auto racing source, a production of the Zeus Radio Network for Racers Reunion Radio. Good night and God bless.